Chaitanya Bhagavat class by Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur Veda Vyas. This is Madhya Kanda, chapter 8. This chapter is called Manifestation of Opulences, Vibhuti. So we're in the middle of the story here, text 139. Punyavanta Shivasa Angane Shubharambha Utila Kirtanadwani Gopala Govinda. The auspicious inauguration of chanting the names of Gopal and Govinda took place in the courtyard of the most pious Shivas. So they're chanting the names of Govinda and Gopal. Ushakala haite nritya kare vishwambar Jutta Jutta haila jata gayana sundar. Vishwambhar began dancing from sunrise, and the devotees sang sweetly in various groups. Juta Juta Haila. Gayana Sundar. Beautiful singing. Ushakal. From the time of sunrise, Usha. I started dancing. I was really in a festive mood. Can you imagine? As soon as you wake up, you start dancing. Usually it takes a while to get in a mode of dancing. Because in the spiritual world, every step is a dance. They're always dancing. Srivasa Pandit Lana Eka Sampraday Mukunda Layara Janak Katagai. One of the kirtan groups was headed by Srivas, and another was headed by Mukunda. Laya Govinda Ghosh Ara Katajan Gora Chandra Nitya Sabe Karena Kirtan. Govinda Ghosh headed up another group, and all the devotees chanted during the dancing of Gora Chandra. Darya Bulena Nityananda Mahabali Alakshite Advaita Laina Paraduli. Nityananda, the powerful Nityananda Mahabali, caught hold of the Lord. Advaita secretly took the dust from the Lord's feet. Layena Paraduli. Paraduli. What fortune. Garadharadi Jata Sajala Nayan Anandevi Vala Haila Prabhura Kirtan. The eyes of the devotees headed by Gadadhar filled with tears as they became overwhelmed with ecstasy in the Lord's Kirtan. Sajal Nayan. Their eyes were with tears. Everyone, beginning with Gadadhar. Anande Vival. They were overwhelmed with bliss. Shunaha Chalisha Para Prabhura Kirtan. Javi Kare Nache Prabhu Jagat Jivan. Now hear the next 40 verses, which describe how Lord Vishwambhar, who is the life and soul of the entire universe, danced in ecstasy during kirtan, Jagat Jivan. So now we're going to hear about the ecstatic kirtan of the father of the Sankirtan movement, the inaugurator of the Harinam Sankirtan. Chodike Govinda Dwani Sachirananda Nache Range Vivala Haila Savapari Shara Sange. The name of Govinda, Govinda Dwani, vibrated in all directions as Sachinandan, danced in ecstasy with all of his parishads, all of his associates. Jakkan Kandaye Prabhu Prahareka Kande Lotaya Bhumite Kesh Taha Nahi Bhande. Whenever Vishwambhar cried, he cried for 3 hours. His hair became untied and scattered on the floor. So he was really in an uncontrolled mode of ecstasy. Lotai Bhumite Kesh. Lotai Bhumite Kesh. His hair was rolling on the ground. Right? Lotai. Lataya. Lataya Bhumite Kesh. Nahi Bande. His hair was not bound in a top knot. se krandana deki hena kon kashtache na pare vivalhay se praburakache. Only a person whose heart is made of wood would not become overwhelmed and fall to the ground upon seeing the Lord's crying. Jakan hasaye prabhu maha atahas sehihaya praharika ananda vilas. When the Lord laughed in ecstasy, he would continue laughing for 3 hours. So he was going through different ecstasies. Prahar. Prahar means 2.5 hours. Something like that. 2.5 hours. 2.75 hours prahar. So it's praharika kande. So for one prahara krandan, one prahara atahasa, maha atahasa. Ananda Vilas, he was laughing, greatly laughing, loudly in ecstasy. Ananda Vilas, relishing his own blissful pastimes. Tasya bhave prabhu nija mahima na jane, jinilun jinilun bali ute ghane ghane. Vishrambar forgot his own glories and became absorbed in the mood of a servant, Dasya Bhav. He repeatedly exclaimed, I have conquered! I have conquered! Jinilun, jinilun, bali, ute, ganne gan. Jitam, jitam, ati, ati, harshena, karachit, yukto. Varati, tad anukaranan, karoti, jitam, jitam, iti. When Mahaprabhu chanted in great ecstasy, I have conquered, I have conquered, the devotees imitated him by chanting, I have conquered, I have conquered. Everyone was imitating the Lord. Shani shani apane je gaya uchadvani brahmana bedhaya jena hena matashuni. Sometimes Vishambar sang so loudly that the sound vibration pierced the covering of the universe. Shani shani haya anga brahmandera bhar darite sam artakeha nahi anuchar. Sometimes Vishambar's body became as heavy as the universe. Then none of his followers could hold him still. Shanehaya tula hoite atyanta patala harishe kariya kande bulaye sakala. Sometimes Vishambar would become as light as cotton and his followers would happily carry him on their shoulders. Prabhure kariya kande bhagavata gan purnananda haya kare angane brahman. The pure devotees happily carried the Lord on their shoulders and wandered around the courtyard. The Bhagavad Gan, the group of devotees, Anga, Angane Brahmana, they wandered around the Angana, Anga, Purnananda, in complete bliss, they wandered around the courtyard carrying the Lord on their shoulders. Jakane Jai Haya Prabhu Anande Morchita Karna Mule Sabe Hari Vale Ati Bita. Whenever Vishambar fell unconscious to the ground out of ecstasy, Ananda Morchita, the devotees became frightened and chanted the name of Hari in his ear, at the base of his ear, Karna Mule Sabe Hari Vale Ati Bita. Ati Bita, they were extremely frightened. Ati Bita. Shane shane sarvangi haya mahakamp mahashite bhaje jena balakera dhant. Sometimes Vishambar's entire body shook vigorously like a boy's teeth chattering due to excessive cold. Shane shane mahashved haya kalivare murti mati ghanga jena oila sharire. Sometimes Vishambar's body perspired in such a way that it appeared that the Ganga was flowing from his body. Kakanna kakanva haya anga jwalanta anala dite matra maladyaja shukhaya sagala. Sometimes Vishambar's body became as hot as blazing fire. Jwalanta anala, like davanala, samsara davanala. Anala means fire, jwalanta means hot. And when sandalwood pulp was smeared on his body, it dried immediately. Shukaya sakal, shuka. Shani shani adbhuta vahaye mahashwas samukha chariya sabe haya ekapash. Sometimes Vishambhar would sigh heavily. And everyone would move out of the way of his breath. That's really heavy. Shani jaya sabara charane dhari bhare palaya vaishnavagan chari dike dhare. Sometimes Vishambhar tried to catch everyone's feet, and the Vaishnavas ran away out of fear. No, no, don't touch my feet. Oh, no, terrible, don't. Shani nityanandange prishta diyavas charanatuliya sabha kare chahihas. Sometimes Vishambhar would sit leaning against Nityananda, and sometimes he lifted his feet, looked at everyone, and smiled. Bhujiya ingita sava bhagavata gan lutaye charanaduli apurva ratan. Lute. Lute is, means steel. And that, in English, lute also means steel. Understanding the intention of the Lord, all the devotees stole the wonderful jewel-like dust from the Lord's lotus feet. Wow. That was a great free market day. The marketplace of mercy was open for everyone on that day. Imagine Lord was, he held up his feet and looked at everyone, smiled. Like, come on, come and get it. Come and get the mercy. Charana Duli Apurva, unprecedented. Apurva means unprecedented. Here's this wonderful, unprecedented ratna. Unprecedented, incomparable jewel of the dust of his feet. Everyone was looting it, stealing it. Maybe he's actually offering it. But he didn't. Acharya Gosai Bali, Are Are Chora! Bhangila Sakalatora, Bhari Bura Mora. Acharya Gosai, Advaita Prabhu said, he addressed Gaura Sundar, my dear thief, we have broken into your hidden treasury. So they stole the dust of his feet, which Advaita had earlier done himself. Now everybody was breaking into the nectar. Mahanande Vishambhara Garagari Jai Charidike Bhaktagan Krishna Gunagai. Vishambhara rolled on the ground in ecstasy as all the devotees sang the glories of Krishna on all sides. Mahanande, Mahananda. Jakanudanda nache Prabhu Vishambhar Prithivi Kampitahai Sabe Payadar. When Vishambhar danced madly, the earth shook and everyone became frightened. Kakano va madura nache Vishambhar Jena deki nandera nandana natavar. Sometimes Vishambhar danced so sweetly it resembled the enchanting dance of Nanda Nandan. Nandera Nandana Natavara. Nandera Nandana Natavara. Madhura Nachye Vishwambara. Nandera Nandana Natavara. It's poetry. Kakano, Kakano. Kakano Bha Karekoti Singhera Hunkar. Karna Rakshahetu Sabe Anugraha Tanra. Sometimes Vishambhara his roaring resembled that of millions of lions, yet by his mercy everyone's ears were saved from harm. That's a good thing. Although the sound of Vishambhara's roaring like a million lions was capable of breaking the eardrums of the living entities, he mercifully protected their weak eardrums. Prithivira alaga haya Hayashane jai kehava dekaya keha dekite napai. Sometimes when Vishambhara walked, he walked above the ground. Some persons saw this, but others could not. In other words, he didn't touch the ground. It says also about this loud roaring. The Lord, loud roaring of the Lord sometimes cracked the earth. He roared so loudly that sometimes there was an earthquake. Bhavavesha pakala lochan. Bhavavesha pakala lochane jarachai. Mahatrasa panasehi hasiya palai. In his ecstasy, Bhavavesh, absorbed in bhav, his own bhavs, whoever the Lord looked at with his red eyes, pakal lochan, would first become frightened and then run away laughing. Bhavavesha chanchala hayavishambhar nachena vivalahana nahi parapar. Vishnumar became agitated in ecstasy and danced, forgetful of his self and others. Bhavavesha ekabar dare jarapai arabhara punatara utaye matai. In ecstasy, he would catch the feet of someone and climb on his head. So the Lord was touching the feet of his devotees. Sometimes someone might touch the feet. Oh, don't do that. And even Lord Chaitanya was touching the feet of his devotees. Shanijara kaladari karya krandan shanike tahara kande kare arohan. Sometimes Vishnumar would cry while embracing someone around their neck. The next moment he would climb on his shoulders. Shanihaya bhalya bhave paramachanchal mukhe vadya bhaya jena chaul jala sakal. Sometimes he would become extremely restless in the mood of a child, make various childish noises in his mouth. Charna nachaya shane kala kala hase jano gati chale shane balaka aveshe. Sometimes Vishnumar shook his feet and laughed exuberantly. Sometimes he crawled on his knees like a small child. Shane shane haya bhav tribanga sundar prahare kase mata takke Vishnumar. Sometimes Vishnumar became absorbed in the mood of Krishna in his beautiful threefold bending form, tribanga sundara. And he remained standing like that for 3 hours. Shane dhyana kari kari muralira chand sakshate kiya jena brindavana chand. Sometimes Vishnumar would become absorbed in meditation and play a flute. Then he appeared exactly like Krishna, the moon over Vrindavan, Vrindavan Chandra. Bhayapai dasya bhave karya krandan tante china kari chai charana sevan. On regaining his external consciousness, he would cry in the mood of a servant. He would hold straw between his teeth and beg for the service of the Lord's lotus feet. Dante china kari chai charana sevan. This is the mood. Humility and seva. Humility, prayer, and seva. Because seva is a privilege. Krishna's seva is a privilege. And one can only get that privilege by having two qualifications. There's two qualifications required to get entrance into that college, University of Seva. The two qualifications to enter the University of Seva. One is humility. Trinadapi sunichena. Tudraiva sahishna. Amanina amani dena kirtaniya sadahari. And the other is praying. So you come with a straw between your teeth, Dante Trina, which indicates humility, that I myself am lower than, I'm serving this straw. This straw, I am a servant of the straw between my teeth. And this straw I picked off the ground. The straw was on the ground. And so I've become a servant of this straw. I'm carrying this straw wherever it wants to go. So I'm becoming a servant. The straw is my master. So I'm lower than this straw because I'm serving this straw. So the straw between my teeth is indicating my humility. So I'm coming to you, but that's not enough to get service. That's not enough. are the requisite to enter the University of Krishna Seva, UKS, University of Krishna Seva. You also have to pray, Prarthana. Oh Krishna, please, and beg, Krishna, please. Oh Mother Hara, oh Karunamayi, oh Mother Hara, oh energy of Krishna, oh divine bliss potency, oh Srimati Radharani, please engage me in the service of Krishna. I'm begging you. Can you examine me? Do you see any humility in me? Do you see any qualification in me? I'm begging, I'm praying, but is it empty begging or is my begging backed by something? My begging has to be backed by something. Backing. And that's humility. So that teaching Lord Chaitanya is showing here. He would hold a straw between his teeth. Dante Trinakari Chahi Charana Sevan. Begging for service at Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Chakrakriti Hai Shane Prahareka Fure Apana Charanagya Lage Nijashire. Sometimes he whirled in a circle for 3 hours, Chakrakriti. And sometimes he danced in such a way that his feet touched his head, like Tandavarnitya. This is like ecstatic dancing. Jakanje bhavahai se adbhut nija namanande nache jagannatha sut. Whatever mood the Lord exhibited was most wonderful. The son of Jagannath Mishra danced in the ecstasy of chanting his own holy names. Gana gana hunkaraya sarvanganari na pari hoite stira prativita pari. Sometimes Vishambhar roared so loudly that his entire body trembled, unable to remain steady, and then he fell to the ground. Goravarna deya shane, nanavarna degi, shane shane duigon, haya duyanki. Although Vishambhar's complexion was golden, he sometimes appeared in various colors, nanavarna. Sometimes his two eyes doubled in size. Alokika hana prabhu, vaishnava vesh, je balite yoganai, tao prabhu bhashe. In this way, Vishambhar became absorbed in the transcendental mood of Vaishnava, and spoke in words that did not befit him. Purve je vaishnava deki prabhu kari bale e bheta amaradhasa dare tara tule. Previously, whenever the Lord saw a Vaishnava, he addressed him as Prabhu. But now he would grab them by the hair and announce, "This fellow is my servant." This is, of course, all his lila. Purve je vaishnava deki Darya Charana Tara Vakshayute Kari Charana Arpan. Previously, whenever Vishambhar saw a Vaishnava, he would catch hold of his feet, but now he would climb on their chest and offer his feet to them. Prabhuranande Dehi Bhagavatagan Anyonye Galadari Karaye Krandan. On seeing the Lord's ecstasy, the devotees wept as they embraced each other's necks. Sabara Angite Shobe Sri Chandana Mala Anande Gayena Krishna Rase Hoi Bhola. All the devotees were decorated with sandalwood pulp and flower garlands as they chanted in ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. Vridanga Madira, this is Krishna Ras, it's translated Krishna consciousness, tasting the mellows, the divine rapture of Krishna, Anande Gayena. Mridanga Mandira Bhaje Shankar Karatal Sankirtana Sange Sava Haila Mishal. The sound of mridangas, wampers, conches, and kartals mixed with their congregational chanting of the holy names. So they're also playing conch shells. Mridangas are there, and wampers, and kartals, and also conch shells. Brahmanda Bedila Dwani Puriya Akash Chodigera Amangala Jaya Sabanash. The sound of Sankirtan filled the sky and pierced the covering of the universe. All inauspiciousness in the four directions was vanquished. Ekon Adbhuta Jara Seva Kera Nritya Sarva Vigna Nashahaya Jagat Pavitra. This was not so wonderful, for even by the dancing of the Lord's servants, all obstacles are destroyed and the entire world is purified. So this is the amazing power of the devotees. That's what's maintaining this material world in Kali Yuga. Otherwise Kali would have taken full control of the world years ago. It's only the chanting and dancing of the Vaishnavas around the world that's actually keeping Kali at bay. There's some peace and sanity in the world because of the presence of the Vaishnavas doing congregational kirtan. All Vaishnavas, Ram Bhaktas, Vishnu Bhaktas, Radha Krishna Bhaktas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, or all different types of Vaishnavas. Sarva Vigna Nashahaya Jagat Pavitra. Sevakera Nitya. Nritya, the dancing of the Sevites, of the Lord's Sevites, the Lord's servants. Vigna Vinash, Sarva Vigna Nash, all the Vigna, all the obstacles are being destroyed, and the universe is becoming purified. This similar point is stated in 11th canto of Bhagavatam. 11:14:24. Va gadgada dharavate yasya chittam rudatya biksham hasati kvachichcha vilajya udgayati nityatecha madbhakti yukto bhuvanam punati. It's said here, a devotee whose speech is sometimes choked up, whose heart melts, who cries continually and sometimes laughs, who feels ashamed and cries out loudly and then dances. A devotee thus fixed in loving service to me, Krishna is telling Uddhav, service to Krishna, purifies the entire universe. Narada Pancharatrita said, Sankirtan dvanim shutva yecha nrityanti vaishnava tesham para rajas parsha sadhya bhutava Vasundhara. Mother Earth is immediately purified by the touch of the dust from the feet of the Vaishnavas who dance to the sound of Sankirtan. Vrindavan Das Thakur continues, Se Prabhu apane nache apanara nam iharaki falakiva baliva puran. When Vishwambhar himself dances to the chanting of his own names, who can say what benefit there is? Even the Puranas cannot describe this. Chaturdige Shri Hari Mangala Sankirtan Madje Natche Jagannatha Mishra Nandan. Jagannath Mishra's son danced in the midst of the auspicious congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy names, which vibrated in four directions. Jaranamanande Shiva Vasananda Jane Jarajashe Natche Shiva Senachayapane. He used ecstatic holy names and glories, induced Lord Shiva to forget his clothes and dance, was now personally dancing. And sometimes Mahadev, when he's absorbed in the ecstasy of chanting, he forgets to wear his clothes. He dances in ecstasy. He doesn't even think about anything. Jaraname Valmiki Haila Tapodan Jaraname Ajamil Pahila Mochan Jaranama Shravane Samsara Banda Guche Hina Prabhu Avatari Kali Juge Nache. That Lord whose holy names induced Valmiki to become enriched by austerities, and whose holy names awarded Ajamil with liberation, and whose holy names, when heard, destroy one's material bondage. Nam Shravan Samsara Bandha Guche. If you hear the holy name, your samsara will be broken, destroyed. That Lord who incarnated in Kali Yuga, now engaged in dancing, Kali Yuga Nache. Jaranama Gaya Shuka Narada Vedhai Sahasra Vadana Prabhu Jara Gunagai Sarva Mahaprayashchitta Ye Prabhuranam Se Prabhu Nachaye Deki Jatta Bhagyavan. That Lord whose holy name Shukadeva and Narad sing as they wander about, that Lord whose transcendental qualities are sung by Anantashesh with his thousand heads, and whose holy names are the best of all forms of atonement, now personally danced before the eyes of the fortunate. deke jata bhagyavan. Haila papishta janma takana na haila hena maha mahotsava dekite na paila. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, I took a sinful birth, for I did not take birth at that time of Lord Chaitanya's wonderful Sankirtan. Therefore, I did not see this wonderful festival. What do they speak of us? But we can see by meditation, because these pastimes are eternal. So by the power of our meditation, by the power of submission, and by the purity of our mind and heart, we can see. We're hearing a description of the Prakat Lila 500 years ago, Prakat, the manifest Lila of the Lord, as retold by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And we're hearing about it. And as we're hearing about it, it could just as well be a live broadcast that we're watching on television, on Star TV. Now this is Star TV. We're in another universe broadcasting down to the Earth planet. Now in this Earth planet, another universe, Lord Chaitanya is engaging in the Sankirtan. Look, everyone, now. Everyone, take a close look. Oh, look, it's live. Like we see Rath Yatra. We sit in Delhi and we see Rath Yatra in Puri. Yes. Rath Yatra is going on and we feel like we're there to some extent. So the same thing, if we can actually enter into the television of this Chaitanya Bhagavat and travel through the portals, a portal of this portrayal, the portal of this portrayal into that other universe, because every pastime of the Lord is going on eternally. Some planet and some material universe, this very pastime is going on right now. Be there now. And you can see it. So he's lamenting and he's expressing his humility that he didn't take birth at that time. But the pastimes are going on all times, right now. So we can pray to Vrindavan Das Thakur and Mahaprabhu and all of his associates like Advaita Gosai and Nityananda Prabhu and Govinda Ghosh and Srivas Thakur, that we can see this ecstatic dancing ecstasy the Lord's showing here. Kali Yuga Prasham Shila Sri Bhagavat E Avipriyatara Jani Vyasa Sute. Vyasadeva knew the Lord's intention, so he glorified Kali Yuga in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The son of Vyas, Shukadeva. He knew the Lord's intention, so he glorifies Kali Yuga. Kaler Doshanadhe Rajan Asti Eka Mahaganan Kirtana Devi Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Brajet. O Parikshit, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, Doshanadhe, there is still one good quality. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Nijanande nache maha prabhu vishrambar charanera tala shuni ati manohar. As Vishrambar Mahaprabhu danced in his own ecstasy, the movement of his feet sounded most enchanting. Bhava bhare malanai rahaye galai chindiya padayat gya bhakatera pai kati gela gaurudhera arohana shuka Kati gela shanka chakra gara padma rupa kotaya rahila suka ananta shayan dasya bhave duli lutti karaye rodan kotaya rahila vaikuntera sukavar dasya suke sabasuka pasarilatar. Due to the Lord's absorption and ecstasy, his garland did not remain on his neck but scattered at the feet of the devotees. Where did the happiness of riding on Garuda go? Where did the form of holding a conch, disc, club, and lotus go? And where did the happiness of lying on the bed of Ananta Shesh go? The Lord now cried and rolled on the ground in the mood of his servant. Where did the happiness of Vaikuntha go? The Lord forgot all their happiness while tasting the happiness of his servant. Dasya suke sabasuka pasarilatar. So the happiness of all these happinesses of being God and riding around on Garuda and lording it over Vaikuntha, he didn't care. It's the Lord of Vaikuntha tore apart the Vaijayanti garland and threw it at the feet of the devotees. He is crying and rolling on the ground in the mood of a servant, absorbed in Dasya Bhav. He gave up the happiness derived from being the Lord and became absorbed in the happiness of being the Lord's servant. Even the Lord wants to become the servant. And we say, me serve anybody? Forget it. I am the master. Ishwaraham aham bhogi sriham balavan sukhi. I am Ishwara, the controller and the enjoyer. And I am happy. Katigela ramara vadana dristi sukha virahi ahaya kande tuli bahumukha. Where did the happiness of looking at the face of Rama, the goddess of fortune, go? Now the Lord raised his arms and face and cried in separation. Instead of looking at the face of Lakshmi in his capacity as the enjoyer of conjugal mellows, the Lord raised his face and arms and began to cry, merged in the ocean of separation. Shankara Narada Adi Jaradasya Panna Sarvaishvarya Tiraskari Brahme Dasahan Se Prabhu Apanara Dante Trinakari Adasya Yoga Mage Sava Sukha Parihari. Great personalities like Shiva and Narad give up their opulence and wander about as servants of the Supreme Lord, who now gave up all happiness, took straw between his teeth, and begged for devotional service. Hina Dasya Yoga Chari Arajeva Chai Amrita Chadiya Jaina Vishalagidhai. One who gives up such service and desires something else is like one who gives up nectar and desires poison. If someone gives up the nectar of serving the Lord and takes up some other occupation, he's as intelligent as someone who picks up a pot of poison and starts drinking it. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati cites so many verses here from Narada Pancharatra, Mahabharata, and other places about the joy of serving the Lord. Seva kene bhagavata pareva padai bhaktira prabhavanai jahara jivai. Why does a person who does not describe the glories of devotional service recite or teach the Bhagavatam? Shastra na jani marma yapan kare garda bhera prayaryena shastra bahi mare. He mata shastra bahi arta nahi jane adama sabhaya arta adama vakane. Anyone who teaches the scriptures without understanding their meaning or purport, they're simply carrying the burden of the scriptures like asses carrying a load on their back. Garda bhera pray. They're almost like asses carrying the heavy weight of their Bhagavatam on their head. In this way, they carry the burden of the scriptures without understanding their purpose. They present irrational meanings to irrational audiences. Vede bhagavate kahe dasya bharadan dasya lagi ramajya bhavera jatan. The Vedas in the Srimad Bhagavatam declare that service to the Lord is the greatest treasure. Bharadhan. Lakshmi, Brahma, and Shiva are always engaged in such service. Chaitanyara vakyajara nahika praman Chaitanya nahika tara ki balivaan. Anyone who does not believe in the words of Lord Chaitanya cannot attain him. What more can I say? The words of Sri Chaitanya Dev are like the crest jewel of all conclusions. Devotional service alone is the supreme goal of life. One who does not have this conviction is averse to Lord Chaitanya and fit to be called a fool. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of the Vedas, and therein it fully establishes the prominence of bhakti. Lakshmi Devi and Brahma and Shiva, they're all servants of the Supreme Lord. And Srila Chakravarti Thakur has written, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Taniyos Taddama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasna Brajabudu Bargena Yakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amala Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartamahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tadardaro Naparaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nanda Nandan, is worshipped along with his abode, Sri Vrindavan Dham. The most pleasing form of worship, Ramya Upasana of Krishna is that which is performed by the young married brides of Vrindavan, the gopis, Brajavadu, Vargina. Srimad Bhagavatam is a spotless authority, Amalam Pramanam, and pure love of God is the ultimate goal of life. These statements, for which we have the highest regard, are the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.